This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode of our season of Confidence Artists here on Criminalia, where we've been exploring the stories of some of the most notorious swindles and swindlers throughout history. I'm Maria Tremarke.
And I'm Holly Fry. In 1865, Mark Twain described the archetype of the con artist so perfectly in his now-famous satirical short story about a gambler and a jumping frog called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. You might be familiar with it. So the tale goes like this. Jim Smiley was a, quote, curiousest man about always betting on anything that turned up you ever see, if he could get anybody to bet on the other side. And if he couldn't, he'd change sides. So in this story, he wagers that his frog, named Dan'l Webster, could jump higher than any other frog. And a stranger took that bet. And then, when Jim wasn't looking, that stranger filled Dan'l Webster with quail shot. Jim lost, and before he could figure out what had happened, the stranger disappeared with the $40 that he had swindled from the swindler.
That gives a pretty good summary of the season, I think, doesn't it? What we did learn is that a lot of the same scams just kept going around and around through the years, and still do. Today's Nigerian prince emails asking for help in the way of some fast cash are basically the same scam that Bertha Heyman ran. She just didn't have the luxury of our technology. Elizabeth Holmes, too, became a modern-day example of a swindler when she was convicted of defrauding investors over a blood testing device that did not work as advertised. We had stories just like hers. Remember Albert Abrams, a physician who claimed he could cure whatever ailed you with machines of his own invention, such as the radioclast? And there's the modern-day fake heiress, Anna Sorokin. We saw that scam but what, like a century before Anna Arena? It was Mary Carleton who pretended to be among the wealthy class to swindle money from those who actually were among that class.
Petronius, Roman author and satirist during the reign of Emperor Nero, so we're talking way back to the first century, wrote this observation about con artists and their marks. Quote, "The world wants to be deceived, so let it be deceived. It can be difficult to determine if you're being scammed or not, and it can be really difficult to prosecute con artists on criminal charges, and that's because of the nature of what they do. They leave this fuzzy boundary between what's unethical and what's actually illegal. To keep yourself safe, remember this. If something sounds too good to be true, like winning a free vacation, it probably is. If you're suspicious that you're being swindled, experts advise you to contact the Federal Trade Commission or visit fraud.org for help."
We always enjoy sharing time with you, and we enjoyed sharing this season's stories of swindle. So, does anyone want to buy a bridge in Brooklyn? No? Okay. If you haven't been with us during previous seasons, we have a tradition around this place. At the end of each season, Holly and I pick our favorite shows and our favorite cocktails and mocktails. And we'd love for you to tell us about the stories and drinks you liked best, too. Just tag Criminalia and we'll find you and we'll see which favorites we all have in common. But before we talk about those favorites, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor and we'll meet you right back here.
Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie, and it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome back to Criminalia. All right, let's start talking about our top three cons of the season. Maria, what do you got?
Okay, so I, as my first choice, picked our first episode, which was Beautiful Forever. This was Sarah Rachel Russell. She self-styled as Madam Rachel, and she suckered me in at what I imagined her sales pitch would be in her little shop. Would you care for a sample of magnetic rock dew of the Sahara? Yes, actually, I believe I would like a sample of that.
And so, yes.
Her show was an episode about overpriced cosmetics, skincare products. Everything turned out to be arsenic in the end, which we can never escape. But she was sassy. She was tenacious. And whenever she got caught, she just kept going like every good con artist that we found.
Oh, Madam Rachel.
Madam Rachel.
I feel like there is a lot of the same thing happening today, just with non-toxic ingredients, right? There are a million things,
yes.
Especially having reached the age I reach, where you get targeted for a lot of like anti-wrinkle creams and whatnot.
Yeah.
And some of them are probably somewhat legit, and others are just like, no, it's just lotion.
Right. Put a little olive oil on your face.
In a beautiful, beautiful jar.
Sometimes it's all about packaging.
Listen, moisturizing is good no matter what your age or desires. So you're not totally losing out.
Just not with arsenic. Season one. Okay, so that was my first pick. Beautiful Forever.
No one is going to be surprised when I tell you that my first pick was Dr. Blood. Yeah.
I'm not surprised he's on your list. I wasn't sure if I'd pick him first for you or not, but
Charles Lewis Blood, who promoted the idea of oxygenized air as curing everything that ails you. But really what this is about is his book.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because that book is very special and near and dear to my heart.
Those recipes are lengthy.
Right. If you don't remember, it is called A Century of Life, Health, and Happiness, or A Goldmine of Information, a Cyclopedia of Medical Information for Home Life, Health, and Domestic Economy.
His book is like a short story in itself.
Right there. Except it's long. It's like 500 and some pages.
The title. I'm sorry. I meant the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Book. Yeah, it's a big book.
I love that book because we did this episode. I just paged through it on occasion, like a digital one online. Some of these things, like we know he was a complete fraud.
Yes.
But some of the advice in the book is actually pretty grounded, right? He didn't come up with it out of thin air. He wanted you to wash.
Wash.
Well, there's a whole thing in which he talks about behaviors and emotions that are bad for your health, including like how hatred and fear will make you unhealthy, which we know is actually a real thing, right? Like stress impacts your body. And my favorite that he was like, there are only a few people that can handle political excitement.
I remember.
Most people cannot, and it will make you ill. And I kind of chuckled.
Yeah. Time and place come right back around full circle. If you haven't heard or looked at this book, I highly recommend it because I found just when you read, like, you start looking at it and you want to start looking at more of it.
Yes, the recipes are great. Don't make them because, like, his balsams, of which there's an entire chapter,
yes,
are almost always some combination of alcohol and opium with other stuff thrown in. Don't do that. The other thing, which is gross to our modern sensibilities, is the pomade recipe he did for hair. Did you read that one?
I know. Yeah.
It's made with good washed lard and clarified beef suet. So you're basically just oily.
And you smell bad.
Fat. You smell like maybe rancid bacon.
You might not want to go in the sun.
But I love that episode so much because of it. And because he was very thorough in his fake doctorness. He had no degree, but he really wanted to play to be a doctor all the time.
Abrams and his radio class and all of his radionics was an actual physician. Charles was not, and he lived like he was. School be damned. He kept that con going for, I believe, his entire life.
Mm-hmm. What's your next fave?
I chose this one. This was episode 9, and this was the Kazik Gregor McGregor, the man who fabricated a country. And I picked this basically because this episode was just, oh my God, to me. It just kept going that way. It just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Aside from it being an amazing story of ego and greed, it may have been the only con that we talked about that went too far. People died because of this con.
Right.
I chose it because this is a con that is out of control, and he kept doing it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one because the idea of someone making up a country,
mm-hmm.
hilarious. Swindling people, slightly less hilarious. Sending them to the made-up country and abandoning them there to die, not hilarious at all.
No.
It develops in degrees. The premise sounds really fun, and then it gets really ugly. But it is important, I think, in a season where a lot of it was, like, almost likable villains. That, like, one, obviously, if you were swindled out of your life savings, you would not find them a likable villain. But there's a whole different level of, as you said, people died because of his grift, and that's a different thing.
I always kind of got the feeling when we were talking about him, like as his story kept moving forward, that he started to believe it himself.
Oh, yeah.
And so the idea of sending, you know, ships of people to this new land and they would settle, I don't know where his head was at when he was doing that.
Right. They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
They're going to figure it out. They're enterprising.
There's people there. There's fruit.
It did not work out that way.
So, yes, Gregor was my second.
My second one is Devil Bill Rockefeller.
Oh my gosh, I almost picked him because I was like, Devil Bill has got to be on my list somewhere. He swindles his children. Come on.
Here's why I love this one. History is full of good families that also have dubious folks in the mix. And in this case, it's like the root is the person who was not great.
Right, but his children, John D. has his own story.
Right.
But you can see where his motivations come from because Devil Bill was Devil Bill.
Right. I mean, there's a psychologically engaging story here because John D. Rockefeller probably would not have been who he was had he not had a dicey upbringing.
I think he says that too at some point. Like, he doesn't really talk about his family very much, but it's kind of insinuated that, like, my dad taught me everything I know about business.
Yeah, which was horrible, and that you can't trust anybody.
Right.
Which is an awful way to live. That's the premise of the movie Casino.
Yes.
It's an awful way to live, but it's also what enabled him to achieve what he did. But that also meant there's also the implicit seeding of the idea that also you don't have to be trustworthy to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why so many of those people that become high achievers in that way are not necessarily considerate of how it impacts other people. So I just found it a psychologically fascinating story.
The father-son relationship that will always stay with me is Devil Bill telling John D. to jump into his arms.
Uh-huh.
And then he just, and then on the, what was it, the third try, he just doesn't catch him. And he's like, can't trust me.
That's life.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, what are you, like three? Like, I
know. Yeah, That's terrible.
Oh, Devil Bill. I was very interested in one part of the relationship, though, in that out of all of the children that Devil Bill had, John D. always was the one who came up as the son or child who was always there when someone needed to be there for their dad, even though no one ever talked about it. So family dynamics in that one would have been more than like a 40-minute show.
It's like it speaks to the ideas that we now have a lot more research on about abusive relationships, mm-hmm. and how people still feel a sense of loyalty to the authority figure who mm-hmm. wronged them. And even if they will say, like, I don't care. I don't give a damn about that person. They still seek the approval and like that dopamine hit of like, they like me right now.
Right.
Which is fascinating. When you think of someone as powerful as John D. Rockefeller, still trying to get his train wreck of a father to just acknowledge and love him on some level.
Right. He's had like one sentence from you. John, you're doing a great job.
Just one of those would be great.
Moving on to our third picks.
Yes.
Okay. So my third pick is episode 3, Bertha Hayman, America's Confidence Queen. So Bertha's con, just to remind everyone, was that she would pretend that she was wealthy, but she couldn't access the money and could you help? But one of the things that I remember really clearly while we were doing research and discovery on this episode wasn't necessarily the scams that Bertha ran. It was how people reacted to her and how she was written about. So authorities and press, like all of her court reports, newspaper reports, spent so much time describing her physically, and not pleasantly so, that I felt that they completely overlooked Bertha. Like, Bertha was, clearly she was super smart, and she was funny, and she was bored. And she's actually a woman who I would really like to invite to have scam sauce with. And it's, I know she's a criminal, and I'm not celebrating her for these acts, but I really thought that one of her more interesting quotes was, and I have it written down here, "I delight in getting into the confidence and pockets of men who think they can't be skinned. It ministers to my intellectual pride." I really feel like this is a person who has some very interesting stories to tell, and it has nothing to do with her skirt size.
I do think, related to her appearance, she probably was fine with the negative press she got in that regard because she was smart enough to manipulate that and be like, oh no.
Right.
I'm just, you've read about me. I'm not special. I'm not beautiful or appealing in any way. Oh, I have all your money. I think she probably traded on that a little bit.
I think she was smart enough to probably recognize really early on that's what was happening. And I agree with you. Use everything as an opportunity if you can.
Little old me, I'm harmless. Oh, I could never fleece you. I'm nobody. I'm not even cute.
I'm
smarter than the rest of you put together.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
In a shocking turn of events, we have had no overlap choices.
I know, which makes me feel like the drink choices are going to be like all the
same. Are going to be like the same thing. Yeah. But my third choice here is Sarah Emily Howe and the Ladies Deposit Company.
Yes. I came close to picking this one. So tell us.
I picked her because she is the trope, right? Like she wrote the trope. She hits all of the classic grift notes. She does the whole, like, I'm a clairvoyant, I'm a fortune teller, I read tarot. Oh, I'm also a doctor.
Right. She does a little bit of everything.
She's in a variety of different kinds of money fraud, completely different from her bank swindle. Mm-hmm. And then she goes so hard on that bank swindle, because let's face it, that worked. And she made a lot of money fast, that she does it thrice.
Instead of the Ponzi scheme, it should be like the Sarah scheme. She did it a long time before he did.
And if she had just moved farther away, maybe she could have done it another time. But she's
another smart con artist.
Very smart. I think she's that deadly combination of very smart and 100% unscrupulous.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And she 100%, when we were reading from her court records, used every single assumed thing about what a woman was at that time in her favor. I couldn't possibly, I don't know how, I'm just a girl. And then she'd leave acquitted and start up again.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit earlier about how in some of these cases, you really realize that I think this person has started to believe their own lies.
I think she was one of them as well. Yeah.
See, I don't.
I do.
I think she was like, ha ha. Like she's like, little old me, I'm just trying to run an honest bank. And then the door shut and she cackled like the evil queen from Snow White. That's what I think.
I think she knew what she was doing from the beginning. I think that three times, I think she pushed her luck.
Did you have any honorable mentions this season?
So I actually had two things that I noted as honorable mentions, but they're not episodes. Do you have episodes?
I do, and okay. It's just a brief one, and it's the Great Diamond Hoax. It is a perfect example of how wanting to believe something will put you at great risk for confirmation bias, right?
Like, yes.
Gemology experts went to that field where fake jewels had been seeded in ways that made no geological sense and went, yes, this is legit, because they wanted in on it.
Yes, I see ruby growing next to diamonds all the time. Every day happens. My honorable mentions, I just had two things that I noticed this season that I really liked. So this could have been a season where we basically rehashed Ponzi scams and thimble rigging over and over and over again.
Right.
But we saw a lot of other things. We saw lonely hearts. We saw inheritance scams. We saw people selling landmarks. Like, how many times can you sell the Brooklyn Bridge? I don't know. Let me see. It was like a bet for George Parker. So I liked that when it came to these, we had more variety than perhaps I thought we were going to have at the beginning. But here's the one that really, I truly did like about this season, is that there were con artists in their stories that left marks on us, specifically in our language and phrasing.
And oh, yeah.
Reed Waddle's con, and that was the one I'll remind you that he and his gang painted lead bars with gold dust. But that gave us the term gold bricker and gold bricking. George C. Parker selling the Brooklyn Bridge. He gave us the phrase, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you. And then in India, we've got Natwarlal, who his name is used as a special nod to con artists who have a successful scam. As a positive thing, as a prolific, successful swindler, you get this nickname. So we haven't seen that before in our episodes. And I thought those were some really interesting things to pull out to see how they become part of our culture.
That is interesting. So it's time to talk about drinks. But before we dive into our picks for top three drinks of the season, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, and we will be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome back to Criminalia. So let's talk about those drinks. I have three drinks and one honorable mention.
Same.
Okay.
You got same. First. Although I'm going to say same. I kind of have two honorable mentions, but yeah, I have two. Yeah.
I'd be happy to kick it off with the Dazzler. And I know why you know how I picked this one. It has glitter in it.
Yeah. I love a glitter drink.
I've never had a drink with glitter in it before.
You haven't?
No, I'm not usually a glitter person.
I'll do the rundown as a reminder. So it's 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 ounce of velvet falernum, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, 1.5 ounces of vodka. And then you shake that all up, pour it into a chilled champagne glass, and you top it with Prosecco or champagne. Your choice. The iridescent glitter is optional. You would add it at the shaking point.
But it shouldn't be. And the mocktail, you made an interesting syrup, if I remember. It had like orange and clove. And I have not tried the mocktail, to be honest, on this one. But I want to. Oh, I just haven't done it yet. I just haven't made the syrup. It looks great.
It's yummy. You can purchase falernum syrup, but if you don't want to purchase it, you can make a syrup that won't be quite the same, but it will do similar things in terms of interaction with just 1/3 cup of chopped orange, 1/2 chopped up lemon, and then some clove, and let that simmer in with your equal parts sugar and water and strain it all off after it's cooled, and then you have a nice yummy syrup. And then for the vodka, you can just omit it, or you can add club soda or flavored water if you want. Super simple to do a mocktail on that. And the mocktail is very yummy. It's obviously not, the flavor is softer.
Yeah.
But those citrus notes really pop out, which is nice.
I love that. So I'm actually really very much looking forward to trying this mocktail. But the Dazzler cocktail I have, and that is also fantastic. And it is one of those drinks that I like to think that if he had access to iridescent glitter, that perhaps Philip Arnold would have made a picture of this for everybody on their way to the Mend Field.
We have fortunately reached a point in our life where most like party stores or craft stores that carry like cake decorating type supplies are going to have edible glitter. It's not hard to come by. You can order it online from a variety of places. Love. Put it on everything. Baked goods, drinks, everything. So my first one also involves champagne or Prosecco, which I feel like I probably overused this season. But that is the Order of the Crystal Sea, which is the Anadelia Distabar one. And the reason I love this one is because it involves cantaloupe syrup, which I am in love with.
I thought about that one, and I thought about there was one that had like watermelon and strawberry. There were some real fruity ones this season. And the cantaloupe is great in this drink. It was close to being on my list.
Yes. So the Order of the Crystal Sea, in case you do not remember it, is 1 ounce of gin, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, 1 ounce of cantaloupe syrup, which sounds like a lot, but it gets cut by all those bubbles. You shake that with ice, you strain it into your chilled coupe, and then you top it with champagne or Prosecco. To make the cantaloupe syrup is so easy, and that was really like where my happiness came from.
Mine too. I thought this was great.
You just boil 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, and 1 cup of small diced cantaloupe. So you want to cut it up pretty small, put it in a saucepan, let it simmer. When the fruit starts to go translucent, you're going to mash it still in the saucepan and let it simmer some more. And then as it thickens a little bit, you turn off the heat and let it cool. And when you strain it through a mesh jar, you have like a compote in your mesh thing that you can then put on toast or just a spoon.
just eat it on the spoon.
Listen,
yes.
Did I eat it right out of the mesh thing?
There yes. is no shame.
The mocktail is 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice, an ounce of cantaloupe syrup, an ounce of lavender tea, and then you top it with ginger ale. So again, that takes on a slightly different profile, but it's still very, very, very yummy and bright. What was your second choice?
Drink two is the Witty Sprankle.
The Witty Sprankle?
Yes. This is episode 16, Mary Carlton. And one of the reasons why I picked this was because you made a comment. It's not even the drink. It's a comment that you made about how it will knock you on your keister and you will be unable to travel the 20 miles to testify against your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a drink that does that, but it is a delicious drink nonetheless.
And it's easy peasy.
It's perfect for, I would say, like a warm weather kind of drink coming up. 2 ounces of reposado, 1 ounce of raspberry liqueur, 1 ounce lime juice, splash of simple or vanilla syrup, and then shake it, strain it, and top it with Prosecco. So I have two on my list with Prosecco.
This was a Prosecco heavy season, I'm not going to lie. But I feel compelled to point out that that's making two of them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do have written down strain into two chilled glasses.
Yes. And with kudos to our amazing producer, Casby, who remembered this, the mocktail has, in lieu of tequila, you're going to use agave juice and raspberry syrup instead of the thing. And then just the ever-present ginger ale in lieu of champagne or Prosecco.
Yes. The bubbles.
Bubbles.
Witty Sprankle, mainly picked because it's a delicious drink, but also picked because of a great name.
Okay, my second one has taken on a life of its own in my house. This is,
That's
and it involves no Prosecco, we'll all be happy to know. That is the Soapy Sparkler.
Oh.
So if you remember this one, it's essentially a mojito that subs out, in lieu of mint, you're using cilantro.
Yes.
So not only is it something that I have found I like, we have had people over, as I often do, and I make drinks all night. And both people who hate cilantro and love cilantro have liked this drink. So this one is very, very easy. You're going to start with 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice, 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup, and a handful of cilantro in your shaking tin. And you're going to muddle those because that citrus juice really opens up the cilantro. And I think that's why it's shifting that flavor to the brighter citrus flavor and not as much of the soapy flavor that people that don't like cilantro
right.
don't like. Once that is muddled, you're going to add ice and 1.5 ounces of white rum and then shake it very hard. Strain it over ice and top it with club soda and garnish it with cilantro. For the mocktail, this is the one where I did the somewhat more labor intensive than usual rum substitute. Because this is one you can make and you can keep it on hand. You're going to do 1 cup of water. And to that, when it starts to boil, you're going to add 1/4 cup of white raisins, 2 teaspoons of agave syrup, and a chamomile tea bag. And you just let it boil for like 5 minutes and then cool together and you double strain it. You can keep that in your fridge and you have like a rum substitute whenever you want to go to. Again, same as I always say, it's not the same as rum. It's not going to taste like it. But it's a different thing that still makes a pretty yummy drink that has a slightly different flavor profile. Goes so well with that cilantro for reasons I don't even fully comprehend.
For magic. How about that? So this drink, Oil and Roses, I chose. This is one of our, I guess it was like episode 18. So we just recently talked about this drink. This is Leo Koretz and the Bayano River Syndicate. And it is 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 of an ounce of rose syrup, 1.5 ounces of bourbon. You will shake, you will strain over ice, and you will top with club soda. And the mocktail note that I made, sub out black tea for the bourbon. And both versions of this are on my list, not because of how they relate to the episode or anything about Leo or his syndicate. It's a great drink. It's a great drink. Drink this drink.
Very, very delicious. I was quite happy with that one.
Yeah. I always love, of course, everybody knows I love when bourbon or whiskey shows up, but I also love when floral shows up. So when we get things like elderflower and rose and I tend to gravitate toward those as well. And this is such a lovely, like bourbon and rose works deliciously.
It's pretty yummy.
It's pretty yummy. Pretty yummy. So
yeah, I mean, no secret that I love rose flavored everything. My very favorite. My next one has no floral note, but it does have bourbon or whiskey, and that is Dr. Blood's tonic.
Dr. Blood, he hit both your lists.
He did, which I surprised myself with. But this one, I'm still so in love with this drink. So it is 3/4 of an ounce of lemon juice, 3/4 of an ounce of agave syrup, 2 ounces of pomegranate juice, and 1.5 ounces of bourbon or whiskey. Your choice. You can do anything. Right. It's going to change it a little, but very yummy. I've done it with Irish whiskey. I've done it with bourbon. I even did it with rye, and that was pretty interesting. You shake all that together. Then separately, you are going to take your 1 egg white or 1 ounce of pasteurized egg white and whip it until it's very frothy. And then you will add it to your existing shaken mix. Shake that all together. Then you will pour it into a chilled martini glass that has been glazed with ginger liqueur.
So good.
And then it is amazing. I love this drink. I love it
because
so
it's a good drink. I really like that. Like our final 3 drinks. Like we both like this last drink. I really just love.
I just love it. So the mocktail on this one is very easy. You're going to sub out in lieu of ginger liqueur. You're going to use ginger syrup, and then in lieu of whiskey or bourbon, you're going to use a black tea with like a drop or two of vanilla extract to give it a little bit of bite. Also delicious. Just ridiculously delicious.
My one and only honorable mention goes to the Psychic Bush, which is Devil Bill Rockefeller.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. This drink is blackberries, simple syrup, lemon juice, bourbon, Drambuie. I'm actually not a big fan, but you made Drambuie for the mocktail, and I think that is so delightful and so good. And to make it fake, it's 1 cup of apricot juice, 1 cup black tea, seasoned with black pepper, simmer, reduce by half, and strain. And that right there, this fake Drambuie, is what made it the honorable mention for me. This is a mocktail that may be better than the cocktail.
Yeah, it's interesting. That little subtle pepper note does some really interesting things in it.
I like the pepper, and I love apricots. So the apricot in there too came out for me. But I've been finding that when you add a little black pepper to the drinks, I tend to either add them to my list or have them on my first pass. Like I apparently really like that in my drink.
I will keep that in mind. I have 2 honorable mentions.
All right.
The first is the Dynamizer, which is part of our Albert Abrams episode. This is a very fruity one. I think this might have been the one you were mentioning earlier, which is the juice from 1/2 of an orange, 3/4 of an ounce of strawberry vodka, 3/4 of an ounce of watermelon vodka.
That's exactly it. Yep.
3/4 of an ounce of orgeat, which for me is a magic ingredient.
Yes.
You shake, you pour it, and you top it with tonic water, which normally I'm not in love with, but I really like it here. And the mocktail is easy because you just blend strawberries and watermelon with orange juice. Add your orgeat, which again, in case you have forgotten, is an almond syrup. And then you top that with tonic water, and it is yummy.
Delicious.
Yummy. My other honorable mention is the kind of drink I love for a late evening drink, which is the tongue pudding.
Yes. Oh, this one almost showed up on my list.
Yeah, which is our William Thompson episode. And this one involves vanilla liqueur, which you can make if you want to, if you don't want to buy it. I love having multiple kinds of vanilla liqueur on hand, so I can't imagine ever needing to make it. But if you want to make it, you can make your simple syrup on the stove and then pour it over a split vanilla bean. you don't have to scrape that bean. It's all going to come out anyway. Like it will just in the boiling be fine. And then to make the liqueur, if you don't have it, you're going to do a cup of vodka, a cup of brandy, a half cup of vanilla syrup, and any spices that you may want. So cinnamon is great here. Clove is great here, but don't get overwhelming with it. Lavender is great here. And then once you have that's your vanilla liqueur, your homemade version. And then really, this is just a flip, which is one of my favorite kinds of drinks on earth. So that means a whole egg. So if you're pregnant, don't drink this, but you shouldn't be drinking this drink anyway.
Mocktail.
Although the mocktail would be an option, but not if you're pregnant. So a whole egg, an ounce of gin, an ounce of Irish cream, and an ounce of that vanilla liqueur, a dash of bitters, and shake it all like crazy. I like to use my little automated frother. It's easier to get the egg really whippy that way. Delicious. You're just going to pour that into a nice chilled glass and you're ready to go. For the mocktail, you'll use a thinned out version of the vanilla syrup in lieu of making that vanilla liqueur. There is also another, this is a recipe heavy one because I had a thing for a non-alcoholic Irish cream in here as well. And it makes a lot, so you got to really want to have it on hand. A can of condensed milk, a cup of heavy cream, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, a teaspoon of almond extract, 1.5 tablespoons of a chocolate syrup, and then a teaspoon of instant coffee grounds, and you throw it in a blender, and then that you have it. You're set. You don't have to do anything else.
Got a pitcher full.
You can actually make it Irish cream in the truly alcoholic sense. You just throw some Irish whiskey in there.
You're almost there.
It's such a craft project, that one, but I do love a flip, and I love a vanilla flavored flip most of all, because it's a little, it's reminiscent of an eggnog, but is not.
And I've come around to the egg white in my cocktails over the last several seasons that we've been talking about them.
I love an egg white. I love it all.
I love what it does to the texture. It's so good.
We had some really, really fun stuff. We, as always, are so thankful to have you having joined us for, in this case, our final episode of our season about grifts and grafts. We hope you join us next week because we're going to have the first episode of a brand new season. Maria, do you want to tell them what it will be about?
It will be all about firebugs and the stories of arson that they committed.
And as usual, we're going to roll right into it. So there's no wait. We will see you right back here next week. Bring your fire retardant clothing.
Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.